פרק ג' בישול, סעיף בוירה, סעיף עין ג' Discussing בוירה בכלי. To do בוירה with a כלי. Now, בוירה with a כלי is not allowed even if it is done straight away before one eats. What is considered בוירה בכלי? מן התורה is only also to do a בוירה בכלי if it is כלי המיוחד לכך, if it's a כלי which is made for בוירה. Midrabanan, they don't allow you to do it even with a keli which is not made for boya if it helps the boya. Let's see cases now. Seif ein gimel mesanenet. If you got a sieve, mesanenet ikeli am yuchad lebrera. Lachin also me'atoyu lasanen shum tawubas al yedei mesanenet. Afilu boya oichu mitoch pseidus v'kavanos elach l'alta. It is also. A person is not allowed to go and use any sort of sieve to go and sieve out any mixture. Of course, if it's not a mixture, it's not a problem from sieving out. Like we'll see in a minute with something which is not called a mixture altogether. But if it is a mixture, you're not allowed to go and sieve it out with a sieve. If you do that, it is also min ha-toyra. Afilu boya oichu mitoch pseidus v'kavanos elach l'alta. Even if you take the good from the bad and you want to eat it straight away, it doesn't help you because a boya with a kli is also min ha-toyra, even if you do it straight away before you eat. Lefichoch, ein lesanen mit tapuzim shenitzkat me'ev Shabbos mipsa pri b'mesanenet. A person should not go and sieve out orange juice which has got with it segments from the orange with a sieve. Because what he's doing, a melacha min ha-toyra from separating good from bad. Separating good from bad, even if it is good from bad, he's doing with a kli. He says in footnote, we learned before that if you have water, which people usually eat it like it is, and it doesn't disturb if you have this water inside it, certain little bits or pieces inside it, normal people would eat it like it is, then there's no issa from boya. So the same thing would be like this. If you got orange juice, and in the orange juice which is squeezed out oranges, and it's still got segments from the orange inside it, if a normal people would eat it without it being sieved, then there's no problem to go and sieve it altogether, because it's not considered it is a mixture. Something which is not a mixture is allowed to be done. Therefore, if a normal person would eat this orange juice without it being sieved, with the pieces inside it, then it's not considered a mixture. If the person is an istinit or is a child who can't eat it with these pieces, then he's not allowed to go and sieve it. The normal person who normally would eat it sometimes with the segments inside it, and it doesn't disturb him in that stage, in that amount of segments which a normal person would eat it, it's not considered tawubas altogether. But if it is more than that amount, then we start having the problem from boya, then you're not allowed to do it with a kli like a sieve. V'chein marak amur b'bosor itriot, chudema, v'roitzid afridim zem yizeh, eino l'shtamish nitzach zem b'mesanent. If you've got a soup which has got inside it meat, or got inside it lokshin, or something else, vegetables, whatever, and you want to go and take out the vegetables from the soup, or the soup from the vegetables, you're not allowed to do it even if you want to take out the good from the bad. There's no difference, because you're doing it with a kli. You're not allowed to do it with a kli, whatever happens. It's a melechas boya, and it could even be a boya min ha-toyra if you do it with a sieve. Chof dalet, you've got a kaf mechureret, if you've got a spoon which has got holes inside it. Ein nishtamish b'kaf mechureret v'netila salat ha-ma'ur v'roitiv ha-yot v'akaf ikeli ha-mishamish lebrera. Shai no'ada l'fanen et ha-roitiv mitoich ha-oichol re'ei ha-ora. If you've got a spoon which has got holes inside it, it is a clay boya. It is a clay which one goes and uses it for boya. Therefore, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos if you've got a mixture. Therefore, if you've got salad or if you've got any lokshin or something like that, but you want to sieve out from its juice, you're not allowed to use a calf, you're not allowed to use this spoon, even if you want to do it straight away before one eats. He says, look in the footnote. In the footnote, he discusses the case of a teapot, which we'll discuss later on from the Chazon Ish, We'll discuss it later on when it comes to the teapot business, Hashem.